Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show here on this Thursday evening on the Good Neighbor News Talk 830 WCCO. Josh Wheeler in tonight producing, and I hope that you enjoyed the show here until 9 p.m. One guest, Trent Tucker, and the rest of the way is just you and I. And I'd love to get your reaction on the text line with phone calls, as always. And I start tonight because I'm really concerned about air travel. I am, and I've noted this, and you guys know this about me, I'm a nervous flyer. That's fine. But I utilize air travel like everybody else out there. Even though I'm squeamish about it, I get my flying on. But I'm concerned. And I'm not concerned because, and there's a lot of things to be concerned about. Okay, so let's look into the category of all of the concerns. We know and have talked to people and had guests on the show that are legendary in the industry of aviation, that there are not enough air traffic controllers right now. They're short. They need more. We've had the headlines about the Newark Airport last month and the situations that they had. The technology needs to continue to get updated. We had the independent inspectors that were fired with the incoming Trump administration saying, nope, you guys are going elsewhere. We had the tragic crash in D.C. Remember the military helicopter crashed into the flight? Yep. We have today a tragic plane crash in India that has left 290 people dead. Okay? So we've had a lot that's been going on here. And I know that that's in India, but still, taking off there, headed to, I believe it's going to London, and just utter sadness and tragedy that took place with that today. But I am concerned, not just with all of that, but I'm concerned about security. We talk glowingly about the friendly skies, right, when flying. But is our security lacking? And I ask that question because I saw a story, and this is mind-blowing to me that this is a thing. But I saw a story of a 35-year-old man. His name is Tyron Alexander. He falsely claimed to be a flight attendant for 6 years. 6 years. This gentleman has been doing this. So from the ages of 29 to 35, falsely claiming to be a flight attendant, booked over 120 free flights. He was convicted by a federal jury this Tuesday by the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida. He posed as a flight attendant for multiple major U.S. airlines, accessing the websites reserved for flight crew to book free flights using their employee benefits. He's being charged with wire fraud and, quote, entering a secure area of an airport by false pretenses. So, in my opinion, as a, you know, a nervous flyer, I always want to feel like I am safe.
Yeah.
And I typically, I feel safe, mm-hmm. right? Like, being nervous and the whole thing of going up and going down, that's one thing. But I've never went through an airport and kind of felt like I'm not safe. Like, yeah. I don't ask any questions of the TSA people. If they tell me take whatever off or go through this, I have no issues. I want to be safe. And this is the one thing that we all said after 9/11, right, was that you best believe that we are going to be much safer after all of that. And super, I mean, I'll never forget that day.
Yeah.
But you'll never feel safer probably than being on the other side of that, because you know that they're going to go through all the precautions of trying to nab impersonators, people that are evildoers, all of that. But how does this happen? This didn't happen once. This didn't happen twice. This happened 120 times over 6 years. So my question to you guys out there, 651-461-9226, when you look at this situation and we see what's been happening, do you guys feel unsafe? Are you as concerned as I am about security at airports and air travel? Because this is, to me, this is pretty damning on the industry from a security standpoint. Mm-hmm. Like, to see somebody slip through the cracks maybe once or twice, that's one thing. But for one specific person to get away with this 120 times, and I know some of you will say, well, hold on, they didn't get away with it because they eventually got caught. But yeah, they got 120 free flights.
Yeah.
Like, this is insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more than anything, I'm not sitting here and saying that if I have to go on an emergency trip and I got to hop on a plane tomorrow, that I'm going to, you know, be all in my nerves. I don't think that I can get any more nervous. But I guess the overarching point that I'm trying to make is that this right here, it does kind of set off an alarm in my head. Like, we're lacking in our security with regards to air travel.
The two things that stick out to me in this article is the fact that it was American Airlines, Spirit, United, Delta, and
Southwest. Yes.
And they got away with 30 different badge numbers. You would think that that would register a red flag somewhere along the way throughout the process that they run through for these free flights. It's pretty crazy.
I would love to hear from a flight attendant how, like, that could even be possible. Like, how could this possibly even work, that a person can navigate the system like this?
Mm-hmm.
And to be clear, this person was not a flight attendant at all. So it wasn't like a situation where they're trying to get over or whatever. Like, they didn't work for any of these airlines. Isn't that a weird thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane to me. That is insane to me. You know, you hear about stuff with regards to buddy passes, mm-hmm. or benefits if you have a spouse or a family member to get you from one place to the next.
Yeah.
But I have never in my life heard of anything like this.
Yeah, and it's standby, too. I briefly worked for Delta right before starting my job here.
Okay.
Because I didn't know if this was – I was still in the process of interviewing with Brad and everybody.
I've never worked for an airline, but I would love to do that for the travel.
I did the mail carrier gig where I just loaded up the mail and unloaded the mail from planes on the tarmac, et cetera. It's all standby. So they have even more time to process and look through your background as far as getting you approved for a flight. So it's also – as far as I know, every airline – it is standby only as far as the free flights. It's not like, hey, unless you're probably vetted You are basically waiting to see if there's extra spots in the plane before you get approved for said flight. So that's the crazy part to me about this, is it's even extra time to get you processed.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. And also today earlier with this Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner, it's the first major incident involving this aircraft. That's a very unfortunate situation. It sounds like the safety record for this particular aircraft has been pretty solid, but man, 290 people in all. And to be clear, there were 240 people on board, but it crashed into like a medical school or something like that. So there's casualties on the ground as well.
Yes, charred bodies, et cetera, scattered everywhere. That's just frightening to think about.
Yeah. Your reaction, your thoughts, you can hit me up with a text, 651-461-9226. Lake Show until 9, right here on The Good Neighbor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The text line is referencing a movie that I haven't seen. I'll be the first to tell you I have not seen this movie, but multiple people on the text line. Text line, by the way, 651-461-9226. It's Catch Me If You Can all over again. That's what they are saying, according to the Google. It says, and it features Tom Hanks, Christopher Walken, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ellen, how do you pronounce her name? Is it Pompeo?
Ellen Pompeo, yeah.
All right. And Martin Sheen, Jennifer Garner. Oh, I'm a big, I haven't seen this
movie. It's a star study. It's honestly, it's one of those kind of you have to see it movies, if you will.
Really?
It's,
okay. I'm definitely going to have to watch it. Well, Jennifer Garner, I'm in now. Yeah. I'm all in. Yeah. All right. It came out in 2002. And it has Leonardo DiCaprio worked as a doctor, a lawyer, and as a co-pilot for a major airline all before his 18th birthday. A master of deception, he was also a brilliant forger whose skill gave him his first real claim to fame. At the age of 17, became the most successful bank robber in the history of the U.S. FBI agent Tom Hanks makes it his prime mission to capture him and bring him to justice, but Frank is always one step ahead of him. I'm going to have to check this out. If the text line and the people that text you, if you guys say it's really good, then I will absolutely watch this movie. What? Well, I'll ask you. You've seen it, right?
I've seen parts of it.
You haven't seen the whole
everybody
thing?
Everybody I've talked to that has seen it says it's brilliant. It seems like a brilliant movie.
But are you guys with me? You concerned about the lack of security with air travel right now? Because for a person to be able to have access and utilize and go on 120 free flights because they're falsely claiming to be a flight attendant for 6 years, like, after the first couple of times, because, like, the first time, they're like, I wonder if I can get away with this. Yeah. Then they get away with it, right? Then they're like, I wonder if I can do this again. After, like, the first dozen times, they have it embedded in their minds, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm flying in the friendly skies. The skies are really friendly for me. I can go wherever I want to go. I wonder how much international travel they did with all of this. Mm-hmm. Like, this person was doing the most. 120. After the first dozen flights, they thought that they were good to go.
Yeah.
And they actually were good to go. But then they got all the way up to 120. And then on that 120th flight, it was, oh, hold on. We're on to you. We got you. Yeah, you are not who you say you are.
Yeah. Which, yeah, that's a lot of flights.
And like Josh mentioned in the previous segment, he said that he worked for a very short time with Delta, and that you, when you saw the story, that you're surprised at the level of, okay, that this person was able to get away with
it. Because it's standby. I mean, you basically are waiting to see. It's a gamble on if you're going to get on the flight or not. But I could see, I mean, that's a lot of flights, first of all. I don't know anybody that even flies 120 times a year unless you're like Tom Hauser and you're covering political stuff all year. But like, that's even Tom is probably, that's probably generous for Tom, but 120 flights is a lot just for a good stretch of a lifetime. What was the time frame of this?
It was from, I'll relook at it here. I think it was 2018 to 2024.
Okay. Yeah. 6 years. You're doing 20 flights a year. That is a good chunk of travel.
2018 to 2024. Oof. I guess, like, if I was to hear this and nothing tragic or nothing out of the ordinary had ever happened in U.S. air travel,
yeah,
I wouldn't be super alarmed. I'd be like, okay, they got away with one, right?
Yeah.
But knowing about 9/11, that's like, ever since that happened, that was the game changer.
Well, yeah. And I mean, if you want to even go down a similar path, we keep finding, people keep finding ways to get guns on planes.
The stowaway thing.
Stowaway thing as well. MSP just had, 8 days ago, I looked it up, they had another gun incident where people are just finding ways to get it through the security checkpoint. It's just like, what? Well, why should we feel safe? But this is kind of, this is interesting. I mean, 30 different badge numbers is a thing that sticks out to me because it's all about numbers when they run you through. So,
yeah. Couple of people from the 612, multiple people from the 612, they say that the movie is great. Multiple people say that it's great, so I'm definitely going to have to check it out at some point. From the 763, referencing the crash over in India, they say there was one person that survived on that plane in India. I did read that. He was sitting in seat 11, and he survived the crash. Yep. They've already interviewed him in the hospital. And I actually, I did see that the gentleman's name is Vishwas Ramesh, and he is a British national of Indian origin. Mm-hmm. He's being treated in the hospital. His British family said they spoke to him from his hospital bed where he said he is fine.
Yeah.
He is in a, quote, not very critical condition and could be released in the next couple of days. You talking about...
He used the emergency exit and jump, from what I've read. Like, 11A is in an ideal spot to make sure that you can access that door.
Yeah.
And from what I had read, he had was able to get that door open and get out before chaos ensued. Because that burst of flames, you're not going to survive that. So he probably
But how did he survive the actual crash itself, though?
I'm saying that from what I've read or what I understand is
no, I'm not saying that you're
beforehand.
Wrong. What I mean,
before
did he,
impact,
so he was able to jump out.
Yes, from what I've read, he jumped out. Maybe there's a building that he was able to do some action landing on, you know, like in the movies where he's laying on top of a roof. I don't know.
Well, that's kind of actually very quick thinking.
Yeah. Which, yeah, you don't. Well, in that moment, you don't have, especially because I watched the video from when it took off to when it landed. There's not a lot of time.
but so I didn't look at
a soft landing.
I didn't look at the video per se. I saw a clip of it, but I didn't watch it because I just didn't have time, right?
Yeah.
But it looked like it actually kind of glided, right?
A little bit, yeah. It wasn't a little bit of teeter at the end, too.
It wasn't one of those, like, some of the ones where it's just like you got no shot because the plane is uncontrollable where it's just like banked to one side or the. It looked like this one, it took off, and they just couldn't.
Couldn't get any height. Couldn't get elevated at all. And my first thought when I was watching the video this morning is like, what went wrong that fast that you barely are even out, like a few hundred feet off the ground that you're already going back down? That's not good. That's failure. All systems failure right there.
Yeah, there were a couple people, and I don't know if this is true or not.
Yeah.
But they were saying that there were certain things in they had still photographs, and they're saying that there were certain things with the way that the flaps were not appropriately, like they weren't done correctly, whatever. But then a couple of people said, no, we probably think that the reason why the flaps and stuff like this are the way that it is because there was some, like you just mentioned, some major mechanical malfunction.
Yeah, because it's about a 30-second, if that, video as far as when they take off to when they crash, which is very concerning if you are investigating this right now because that's in a lot of hot water to get into.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And there is something that I want every single Trump supporter, yes, if you're listening, there's one thing I want you to stop telling everyone else. We'll get to that next year on The Lake Show. All right,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Next segment is for the MAGA crowd, specifically those that are Trump supporters. 651-461-9226. There's something that some of you, not all of you, but some of you have been stating the last couple of weeks that, quite frankly, I just don't want you to say this. I don't want you to tell people this. I think that it makes no sense when you say this. And it's fundamentally, it's not true. The thing that Trump supporters, some, have stated for the last several weeks with the ICE raids and stuff is that this is not what we voted for. Now, that particular commentary or phrase could apply to cutting Medicaid. It could apply to a lot of different things. Okay? Some people are saying, I wasn't voting for us to pay more. I'm not behind all the terror stuff. You heard about the terror stuff. You knew that ahead of time. But specifically with regards to immigration and arresting people, the way that it's being handled, this is what you voted for. Yes, I will agree with some of you that say it's unacceptable and inhumane. Yes, I would agree. But this is what you voted for. And it's interesting because Ileana Garcia, she's the co-founder of a group of Latina individuals who support Donald Trump. And that group that she started was Latinos for Trump. Okay? She co-founded that. And she is somebody that has been supporting Donald Trump for quite some time. And the Florida State Senator has been expressing alarm over, quote, arbitrary measures to hunt down people. She has called him out and his administration. She used those phrases, unacceptable and inhumane. You know what she said on X? She said, quote, this is not what we voted for. It was. Don't tell me it's not. You knew who you were supporting. We knew who we were dealing with. And when I say we, I'm talking about all of us. Don't try to sit here and act as though all of a sudden you're shocked. You're surprised. Because that's not the reality of it all. You know, so people coming out now and acting as though, well, I never would have imagined this. How dumb can you be? Seriously. And I'm not saying that I don't feel bad at all, because I'm not wired that way. There are people out there that are wired differently with regards to, they're like, you know what? This is a mess around and find out moment. And I get that sentiment too. People that are saying, okay, now you have messed around and you're finding out. I get that. But at the end of the day, I want people to be treated with respect and dignity. And I'm not going to sit here and get into, you know, how many people should be deported. I'm not here for that. I'm not here for that. Because we have people that have been saying for the last week or so, well, hold on, we were told that violent criminals and the worst of the worst were going to get deported and rounded up, but not people's grandparents that have been here. They've done nothing wrong. They've been good, awesome people in our community and in our country. Donald Trump didn't give a damn about any of that. I don't want to hear this stuff about what you were lied to about the criminal stuff. Like, I don't understand how people are so gullible. To get to the numbers that they were even talking about, okay, it wasn't ever going to be about just the worst of the worst. It was going to be about people that you love. What do they not get? This is what you voted for. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And look, I get
a complex issue. It really is. It's And I know, I remember exactly what you're referring to as far as the violent and, you know, danger to society.
Yep. That's so-called. The pitch.
Yeah, that was the pitch, and that was kind of like, all right, here, that's the deal, handshake, et cetera, move on, and can't go back on that. And, like, once you throw a rock, you can't take it back. Like, that's kind of the thing. It's like, if these people have been here for 50, 60 years, and they're not harming anybody, they're sitting in their house gardening their vegetables and doing whatever, that doesn't mean just come and kick their door down and take them away. And that's kind of what this is... lowering the bar down to, unfortunately.
You think about this and then also the restrictions, because now we got the travel ban, right? You got a lot. And I have seen stories from people that have served our country and said that, you know what, if not for these interpreters, I probably wouldn't have been able to be here to tell the story, to get on the other side of things. And they feel bad because these people they put everything on the line. They risk their lives too, and now they're being shunned. There's just so much that is utterly frustrating, but in the midst of the frustration, I'm not going to sit here and just be gullible about a lot of different things. And I don't want Trump supporters or the MAGA crowd, I don't want them to be gullible. I don't. The text line from the 952, logic, reason, and facts make no difference to these people. That's what happens when you are in a cult. It's too late for most of them. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. And the whole, like, the cult thing, I'll never understand that either. And I've said this for years. Because I remember even, and let's take politics out of it. I remember once walking into a barbershop many years ago. And this was at the time when R. Kelly, the famous R&B singer, there was this, I guess there was this underage sex tape that was floating around, and it was, you know, it was one of those things, and this is kind of like, this is before, like, we had, like, the Twitter and all that stuff, whatever, but it gets out, and people are talking about it, and just horrible stuff, right, with this underage girl. I didn't need to see the video, nor have I ever seen the video. I didn't need to see anything to, in that specific moment, know that that person's not someone that I want to deal with. That's someone that I don't want to support. And I remember going to, because at that time I was at KFAN.
Yep.
And I said to multiple producers and in like a board op or two, I said, when I am doing the late show at night, I just want to let you know, we're not doing R. Kelly bumper music ever. I said, because I could go into the system and delete out and go back and backdate it and delete songs that I have uploaded, right? But what's to say that, you know, if a producer wants to slide in a song, because I'm not that guy that's like, I got to have everything when I want it, right? Mm-hmm. That's just not me. I said, I just want to let you know, this guy's despicable, and I'm not about what he's doing or the allegations, so we don't play his music. And it was respected. It was like, I totally get it. Yeah. You don't get behind that. My point in this is that many, many years ago, I understood, don't get caught up in worshiping specific people.
Yeah.
Like, you can admire people, but when people, because everybody's flawed, and when people do despicable things and people find their lose their way, then you have the ability as a human being, a rational one, to step away from said individual. I am not going to sit here and be a fan of Bill Cosby after everything that happened. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, Bill Cosby was an amazing person to me.
Who didn't love him?
You look at the amount of money that he was donating to colleges, specifically historically black colleges. And to be able to watch the Cosby Show and understand the dynamic of what I was watching, it had not been showcased on television before, a family like that. Or to be able to see basically a billboard of the school that I would go to, Morehouse College, Spelman University, Spelman College, across the street from each other, as a television show, a different world, and be a part of that world. When it came out what he was doing and drugging women and raping women and stuff like that, it just, no, we're not doing that. We're not supporting you. Yeah, look, you might have gave some money to an institution that I went to. You might have done a whole lot of things, but I'm sorry, we're not doing that. P. Diddy, no, you're done here. We're not doing this. It's unacceptable.
And all I love All About the Benjamins. It's a great song. But I have not really played it as much since things have surfaced with him and others. But here's what I have to say on this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying I'm anti. I have both sides, Democratic and Republican, as far as what I believe
in.
Nobody, and yes, I feel the similar ways to certain parts of the immigration policies, as a lot of people do. But nobody was filled with this much negativity and hatred towards illegal immigrants until our current president was elected, and that poured fuel onto the fire and made it tenfold what it is now. That 4 or 5
no
years
question.
Ago, nobody was in this same stance that they are now.
No question.
This did nothing but fuel it.
And by the way, from the texter, from the 612, it doesn't matter how long they've been here. The bottom line is they came here illegally. Where's the respect in that they all need to be tracked down and kicked out of the country? If you want to come back the legal way, I'm 100% all for it. But you're missing the point here, though. No one is saying that we're not for doing something better with regards to immigration or going about doing it the right way. This is the wrong way to camp out at a Home Depot and to see a person with a baby in their arms and rip the baby away from them and the person and just go ahead and deport. That we can do better.
Yeah.
Texter, you know that. And yes, I get it. You're 100% for it. Like I said, the MAGA crowd is 100% for it. I totally get that. You're 100% right. You're honest and you're authentic and you're genuine about it. But the ridiculous part about this, though, is trying to say that this is the way that we should do it, that people should not be allowed some sort of dignity as a human being. That's unacceptable to me. I mean, in America, we talk about wanting to give people due process. We're not even doing that anymore.
Which, by the way, this has a ripple effect. You're telling me that these people that are supposedly are getting deported aren't going to come back with some kind of weird vengeance and make your beloved crime rate not affected by that? If you want to up the crime rate because of you deporting them and then all of a sudden they come back here legally,
I don't think that a person that if they got shipped out and they came back, I think that person
come back with the vengeance. I don't know.
Nah, I'm not buying
down the
that.
Line.
That wouldn't make much sense to me. 651-461-9226. Couple of minutes before the top of the hour break here on The Lake Show. One of the dumb things that people say, like this one on the text line, you seem to be implying that most of the rest are innocent family people, non-criminals. Most of these arrests criminals more than just jaywalking, DUI of a bad offense. Well, I guess a lot of people are killed by drunk people, drivers. I don't know. Maybe they're talking into text. And I replied back, you're implying that the majority of these people are hardcore criminals and there's zero evidence of that. They replied back, you're implying that most of them are not criminals and defined hardcore versus low-level criminals. And what law should we enforce, not enforce? How do we pick and choose? If you are a rational, thoughtful person, okay, you should be able to decipher from what you have seen over the last couple of weeks and the fact that this administration has not been able to say with 100% confidence about what's happening with these people and the people that are being deported, what the offenses are that they are being deported for. You're talking about people that are being sent back or snatched up by ICE because they are illegal versus the aspect that everybody's been talking about, well, these people are not the hardcore criminals that was pitched to us leading up to the election. The reality is this. I'm not sitting here debating with you whether a person is legal or illegal and all of that stuff. But that goes out the window if you're talking about the legitimacy of why a person is looked upon as a hardcore criminal. Like, we're not going to have that debate. Because if we're going to go and look at what's been happening here, you mean to tell me that with all these, where is the evidence with all of this going on that the majority of these people are hardcore criminals? You give me that evidence. It is incumbent on, it is supposed to be on the administration to prove that to us, not for me to have to prove that to you, because I'm not performing the raids, with all due respect. Let's take a quick phone call from, I think we got two. Let's go to Ted in East Bethel. What's up, Ted?
Hello, how we doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Ted?
Good. Just real quick, I've been listening to you guys, and, you know, just for what you're talking about with immigration and stuff, let's just say that, you know, I have a member, or I don't have a membership at Sam's Club. I've been going there for 10 years. I've been, you know, reaping the benefits of the membership at Sam's Club. 10 years down the road, someone catches me and realizes I don't have a membership. Should they just continue to let me go to Sam's Club and reap the benefits without getting a membership?
You think that's a legitimate comp?
No, but it's interesting to think about.
Let's be.
Guys have been here. They've been on Social Security. No. They've been on Medicaid. They're getting free everything that they possibly can. And also, you guys said Trump is the one.
Wait.
Because Trump did all this stuff with all these immigrants and everything. But you haven't once mentioned the 20 million illegal immigrants that Biden was letting in through the border, flying into our cities.
Huh?
And doing everything.
Huh?
Yeah.
What is the evidence of that? What is the evidence of that?
Go on Google. You want evidence?
Hold on.
350,000 people flown into our country, paid for, dropped off into our cities. Like, it's not, I'm not making this up. It's common knowledge.
It sounds like you're making it up.
Take 2 seconds.
I think you need to take more than a couple seconds. Thanks for the phone call from Ted in East Bethel. I think that Ted needs to take more than a few seconds to figure this out. I think that we went over. Hey, Jeff and Sark Rapids, call back a little bit later. I think I'll probably get back to this at some point because I don't think that Ted knows what he's talking about with regards to Social Security and immigrants. But we're going to talk basketball with Trent Tucker, NBA Finals, next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.